Well, hello there, listener. My name is Matthew Renfro, host of The Fro Show, and you're listening to another great 4-Eyed Radio product. For more shows, check out 4eyedradio.com.
This 4-Eyed Radio production is brought to you by America Joy Print Shop. All your printing needs taken care of in one convenient place. Visit AmericaJoy.com for business cards, flyers, banners, decals, car wraps, and more. Visit AmericaJoy.com.
Y'all, thanks for coming back to tune in to another episode of the Underground Railroad. Tonight we have a special guest host because Natalie is detained right now. She didn't pay her parking ticket, so they snatched her up. No, actually, she's working. But we have a special guest, and his name is Skylar St. John.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me tonight.
Oh, thanks so much for coming. It's a pleasure.
I am a little bit new to speaking into a microphone, so
I think you'll be a pro by the end of the evening.
Hopefully by the end of the evening I will have dropped the artificial radio voice.
It sounds lovely.
Charming. I want to talk about our delicious dish.
I'll make you something super delicious.
You never fail. You're always cooking up something special down there.
Fish tacos, anyone?
Oh, no.
All right, well.
Shrimp in a plastic bag on a hot day.
Best show ever right now.
Ooh, I'm trying to think of something to come back with. No,
can't. No, you can't come back from that. No. I derailed it before we even started the engine.
You unrailed the railroad.
That's true. I didn't even think about the importance of that of that metaphor and how far you could extend it.
Unless, I don't know, does anybody want some sour cream? No.
I'm sorry. Oh, no.
So Skylar, since you're new to the show, we like to start it off with talking about our week.
Our week?
Was there anything in particular that was socially awkward or really embarrassing or uncomfortable or just funny?
Well, always. Absolutely, naturally. Pretty much anything I do. It's guaranteed. There was recently that someone pointed out to me at a situation. There's like, oh, you look really awkward right now. And it's like, no, yeah, that's the deal. That's anytime, any given, like, If I'm going to be around, I'm going to be like, every physicality, every like outturned elbow that I can get to a weird angle, I'll be there.
That's you in a nutshell.
In a nutshell.
In a small little nutshell.
My week has been spent a lot of, I've spent an inordinate amount of time curating my Amazon wish list, which is now like 5 different lists, and there's a book section that has, I believe, 71 entries. So,
just hit the library, son.
I guess those exist. I have some plans I'm working out.
I know I owe them so much money right now.
Doesn't that defeat the entire purpose of the library? The second.
Well, this is my theory on it. Is that these? I think 6 CDs that I've had overdue for over a month now. So that's quite a bit of money.
Yeah, 6 CDs. And so, say you could get them on a $5 Amazon sale.
Okay, yeah, but this is my theory. For any time that I do have to pay late fees to the library, I'm hoping keep the library the library.
Do you not pay taxes?
I... Fuck.
Yeah. It's okay. They're just double dipping in your well.
Yeah, they are. Get it. Get
yeah,
it,
we're
library.
Going right back
get
downtown.
Get it. Well,
Oh, well, so my week besides spending a lot of time perfecting the skill of curating Amazon wish lists while projecting the image of being very, very busy at work.
In between Facebook and me.
Yeah, it's not subtle. Luckily, I am specific in who I make connections with on Facebook and social media, por general. Tonight, we had a show at my work, a art show, and I almost had to bartend it, but luckily it's too important for me to bartend, and we got a professional. He made me a gin and tonic. And we had real food. I got to eat pot stickers and skewers and shrimp. Oh, my God, the shrimp.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of shrimp.
But this was cooked. Well marinated. Which I can't speak to your skills, but if you were able to equal that, I would be impressed.
Yeah, I am probably not.
But just in that short time at the show, I was able to have several ridiculous conversations that I just wanted to leave. Just my mind and spirit leaving my body so I could extract myself from the extreme awkwardness of my role in that conversation. Especially with some of the featured artists. They're amazing painters, but speaking English is not their forte.
Ah, gotcha.
And so after exchanging a few hand gestures to each other, and then, ha 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 ha, okay, great to meet you, have a great night.
Oh, geez, that's hard.
But let me flip this one back on you. What is your awkward story of the week?
So, I've got a few of them, but I'm going to tell you, well, since we were talking about the library, I finally went there the other day to return those said CDs.
Yeah, let's cut the losses.
So I haven't paid my late fees yet. I just kind of dropped them in the box and went. Right. But on my way out of the library, I ran into this woman who had been...
I hope my burp just didn't register in the microphone. Okay, good.
But she was let go from my job shortly after a major holiday, just because she just wasn't a good fit. It just wasn't working out.
And you hated her.
I didn't hate her. I just was frustrated by her. And so
this is about as close as you're gonna get.
Oh, so violent. But so that was awkward because my other coworker had run into her a couple of weeks ago at like an Applebee's or something, like way up on the north side of town.
And then
I run into her at the library, and we're all like counting the days until like another one of us run into her, because it's just like people have been. I've worked at places where people were fired, people quit, like, you never see them again. Never. But then all of a sudden, like, this woman's running into us everywhere, and it's really...
Stalking is the technical term.
Yeah, and me, I see her, and I was like, oh, hey! Forgetting that my hair is, like, on fire, neon pink right now, and I had big sunglasses on, and I really could have been anybody. I could have easily gotten away with, like, not saying something and her not knowing it was me, and... But no, my initial reaction was like, oh, hey there. Take care of yourself. But, yeah, so that just happened yesterday?
Just yesterday.
No, Tuesday. It just happened Tuesday. Yeah, today's Thursday.
It's okay, we don't know what days are.
You guys aren't going to get to listen to this till Saturday, and I'm going to have a whole slew of other awkward things happen in between now and then.
Can I just say how... I feel like I'm really on the other side of things now that I'm finagling the difference between when the podcast is recorded versus when it goes out.
Yeah, it's
I've
hard.
I've crossed the line.
Yeah, it's hard because I this other awkward story happened earlier this week on like Monday, I want to say.
Checks out so far.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know how I finally upgraded to a phone that isn't a Nokia.
Yeah.
And
it's a big step for you.
Yeah, it was a huge step. I mean, if this one falls down the toilet, I don't think it's going to get saved by a bag of Spanish rice.
With the spices in it.
Yeah, that was a fun phone. Damn. So there's this fun app. I don't know if you or anybody else out there in the land has heard of the Instagram.
No.
You never?
Instagram?
Instagram. Instagram.
Okay. Oh, Instagram. I think I've heard of Instagram before.
Whatever, I call it Instagram, because...
You're so
it's like
weird.
Instagram cracker, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. I get it now.
Yeah. okay, so, whatever.
So now you're one of the fun people who...
Instagram, yeah, I'm doing that thing not very well, but especially because...
And you'll drop out of a conversation for a good 10 minutes as you select the perfect filter and...
Oh, God. Phones, I hate when people are on their phone when they're, like, hanging out with them and... anyway... Oh, God, what the balls.
Our engineer Steve just correctly observed that it's equally annoying when someone's on their phone during a podcast.
Jerks.
As any fans of Who Charted may be well aware, one partner in the podcast may need to keep tabs on the other.
Yes. Away, you beast.
That's what I say to my cat every time I walk through a door. Back, you beast!
But, so I noticed that, because you don't exactly, I don't know, somebody was on this app, and they had messaged me as far as, like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while, like, where have you been? And I wasn't exactly sure who it was because their, like, username is different than, like, who they actually are. And,
wait, what?
And, yeah, like, because, like, mine, it's, like, Fleur Junkie because that's, like, my email address that I used when I signed up with it. So, like, that's what it says. And
I see.
Yeah. So his is something like Midnight Jedi or I don't know.
You should probably tell it specifically.
Yeah.
For posterity's sake so everyone can.
Okay, well, okay. So Midnight Monk, he was like, at Flower Junkie, or Flower Junkie, hey, haven't seen you in a while, like, have you been? And I was like, oh, I'm not sure who this is, so I click on their profile, and I'm, like, kind of looking at their information, and I see that their name is Nick. And I thought that it was my friend Nicholas up in Seattle.
Right, it's a super name. How could, like, it's obviously that Nick.
Yeah, I was like, I got really excited, well, because I was, like, looking at some of the photos that they had posted on, and just, they kind of look similar.
Sure.
And so I was just like, oh, cool, Nicholas in Seattle. Like, awesome. Go to his Facebook, send him a message of like, hey, got your message on Instagram, whatever. And like, oh, I've just been getting weird in the desert. What have you been doing? I don't hear anything back from him. I don't think anything of it until this Midnight Monk posts some other pictures, #, #, #, Prescott, Arizona. And I'm like, hey, how long are you going to be in Arizona for? Thinking my friend from Seattle.
Yeah, Nick from Seattle in Prescott.
Is in Prescott. Like, fuck, I'm going to go, like, I'm going to meet up with him. We're going to hang out. We're going to, like, grab a beer and catch up. I want to hear how, like, Mossy Bottom Records is doing and, like.
How are they doing?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't talked to Nick.
I wanted to find out.
I need to know. Like, Nicholas, just, like, respond to my fucking messages. turns out it was a different Nick.
No.
Yeah.
A whole other Nick.
A whole other Nick who actually lives in Arizona, and that's why they were just taking a day trip up to Prescott.
But the parents going cross-platform.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you can't take that conversation to a new medium.
No, I'm just... So, like, okay, so you're going to be in Arizona a while because you live here. I'm totally embarrassed because I've...
So Instagram Nick is some dude you don't care about?
Well, no. I mean, I've met him, like, twice. Yeah.
But did you ever hear back from Seattle Nick?
No.
Has any of this been straightened out?
No, and I should maybe I should message him right now.
Nope. Put it away.
and apologize for the mix-up.
Like a puppy over here.
Speaking of puppies.
Good exemplification. So, but yeah, speaking of puppies, puppy factor is reduced at your home. I couldn't help but notice.
Thank you.
thank you. I do have less dogs now.
I slaughtered 5 this morning.
How else are you going to make your clothes? Well, you need 101 Dalmatians for that shit.
I need that fucking, like, I need that coat. I obviously need a fur coat for summer in Phoenix.
God, Cruella de Vil was a major childhood influence on me.
Oh my god, I love that movie so hard.
The live action one, right? Only live action 101 Dalmatians.
Okay, no.
With some Glenn Close.
I love that one, but like...
It started as a joke, but now I'm reconsidering it, because come on, Glenn Close, Cruella de Vil.
She's amazing.
It's amazing.
Fucking brilliant.
Albert Nobbs in there.
I haven't seen the live action one. I haven't seen the live action one in years. I haven't seen the fucking animated one in years.
Hugh Laurie plays... We've just been informed that Hugh Laurie... TV's house is plays IMDb. a goon. Oh, let's consult the Internet Movie Database. IMDb is short for Internet Movie Database.
Oh, look at you dropping knowledge on our listeners.
I'm really good at the internet.
Glenn Close, Jeff Daniels. Who else is in this cast? 101 puppies. Whoa, what just happened? My computer hates me. Hannibal Lecter, what?
Aaron is not so great at the internet.
I am not very talented at the internet. But I'm talented about a lot of other things. Cast and crew. Jeff Daniels, Jolie.
I can't see
Richards,
any of this.
Hugh Laurie. He was Jasper.
Oh, Jasper.
And Mark Williams plays Horace. And they were the ones that actually kidnapped all of the puppies. Because they don't use the brains and things for themselves. And they are intimidated by a strong woman named Cruella de Vil. I'd be terrified by her, too. She'd probably want to skin me. Because I've got such great, great skin.
You would just want her cigarette holder.
Yeah.
That... I wonder if there's some connection between my admiration of Audrey Hepburn's cigarette holder in Breakfast at Tiffany's with Cruella de Vil.
Probably.
I don't know if I want to go too deep into that.
I think we'll leave it there. But yeah, speaking of puppies, we were fostering a dog, and now he's got a home.
Which is awesome.
Which is super awesome.
Just in time to not get your other puppy pregnant.
Yeah, we've got a bitch in the house.
You got a bitch in heat.
Beach in heat.
Stuck in a cage.
She bled all over my bedroom sheets. True story.
Yeah.
True story.
I don't question it.
Yeah.
I saw the diapers. I saw the diapers with my own eyes.
I know. I never thought I'd be buying diapers. fuck, they're for a dog.
Do you have to cut a tail hole?
No. I got them at the pet store, so there's already a tail hole in them.
Boo. Well, I mean, that's great in its own way, but I...
Of course, she has to start her fucking rag on Easter Sunday when, like, nothing's open, and I actually contemplated, like, going down to, like, the dollar store and buying, like, children's underwear and cutting, like, tail holes for her.
Yeah, those are super absorbent.
Well, I mean, she's already bled all over the house.
How much could she have left?
How much is in there?
Oh, it's just really...
You're going to have a litter of puppies with this shit? What?
It's super too bad that there is no way to prevent this.
Oh man, and we even have those vouchers for the thing was though is actually we had called like a month ago and they wouldn't have even been able to get her in for an appointment until like at least the Humane Society closest to our house, they wouldn't have been able to get her in until like the end of April.
Okay.
Then she would have had her...
Would have been in this position anyway.
Anyway, but this is the first last time because she is going to get fixed as soon as she's done with this shit.
Yep, can't blame you for that. Same thing happened with my cat. So all of my criticisms are really specious. Is it awful? Is it weird? Is her behavior unsettling and...
Well, her vagina is winking at you all the time.
It was almost pretty much doing that before.
Well, because she was starting.
Okay.
Yeah, the other week when you saw it, you were like, weeks. Oh. Well, maybe that's just because Kappa
was...
I don't know. And
he
had no sense of time.
He really was trying to hit that.
Yeah, Kappa was trying to hit it hard, and I don't blame him. Like, Pippi's a beautiful creature, but...
She's an elegant beast.
She is. But Kappa and her not allowed to have puppies because they'd be some fugly ass things.
Oh, they'd be the weirdest.
I know. Great Dane Pitbull with, I don't know, Corgi Chihuahua terrier thing.
Corgi Chihuahua is fair. For the viewer at home, Kappa had a corgi-ish little, like, squat little legs, but a different little face, and he was a straight-up weirdo.
Yeah, a sweetie, but...
Oh, yeah. I love him, but
he had some
was...
character. But, you know, Pippi's gorgeous, and, I mean, Gracie Lane, you can't touch that shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Shit. Which, special day happening on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Gracie Lane and I will be celebrating our one-year anniversary together. My lovely little pup, and we have been together for a year now.
The paper anniversary.
It's, yeah. Oh, well, I guess I should get her some paper.
Some stationery.
Yeah, so she can write letters to her puppy pen pals across the across the nation. Yeah.
Across the kennel.
Across the kennel. Across the kennel. Across the kibble? I don't know. But, yeah, so that's what we've got for our week so far. But I'm going to show you a video.
There's been a lot of build-up and anticipation to this video.
Okay.
I have not been allowed to know anything in the lead-up, so...
Although I think... Oh, wait.
No, I can't really see it.
Okay, cool.
I tried,
so,
and I couldn't.
My cousin actually had this posted on her Facebook, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this looks hilarious. And I watched it, and it is hilarious, and I've been sharing it with a lot of people because it made me laugh a fucking lot. And I know you guys at home can't see the video, but you'll at least be able to hear it.
I presume there's some sort of way
and there will be
a link to it.
On it. There will be a link. Just friend us on Facebook, goddammit. Like us on Facebook, which means you like me and you want to be my friend, too.
It's not that tough. You like a lot of inane things on Facebook. Just like this, too.
Thank you,
Just
Skylar.
Like this, too.
Okay, so it's... Apparently Taylor Swift has a song called 22. I watched the first, like, 40 seconds of that video and I wanted to shoot myself. I only watched it because I watched the parody video first and I wanted to, like, see how they... But, okay. So the parody video is called 32. And after viewing it, I realized this pretty much sums up my future sister-in-law and what she does. I mean, she's only 31, but...
Your future sister-in-law ex-roommate?
Yeah, future sister-in-law ex-roommate. I mean, I love her to death, and she's going to watch it someday.
Nothing
and
bad ever follows that.
Yeah, what?
Oh, I love her to death, but...
Well, but, She's a homebody. She says it herself. She's like, I don't want to see anybody. Like, when I get off of work, all I want to do is sit at home. And so this video made me think of her, but it's really hilarious. And we're going to start it in just a second. Oh, okay. Wait, it's good to go.
That's probably all. It feels like one of those days I'll start a diet. Maybe Weight Watchers. I've heard good things. Yeah! I've got wrinkles and acne at the same time. It's miserable. Oh yeah! Tonight's the night I'll finally find myself a dentist.
About time.
Uh-oh, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 32, back home where I was younger, now I don't give a fuck, you don't know about me, cause I'm a recluse, I've just put on some sweatpants and keep on living my time, 32.
Yeah, I relate to this pretty deeply myself so far.
And you're only 25.
I've been 32 my whole life.
Right?
Like one of those days, we lose our damn mind and end up screaming, cause we've gone crazy, yeah. My whole body's sore from walking up a staircase. Today's the day the doctor prescribes me Xanax. And why?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 32. Red 50 Shades of Grey, yeah. Kinda like it too. I don't know by now.
Some good ideas.
You look like bad news. I gotta have you. I gotta have you.
She's making out with a wheel of cheese now.
She gotta have it. Cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So that is the video that I wanted to show you.
That's fantastic.
And for those of you who haven't seen it and enjoyed the song, the link will be on our Facebook page. So
I'm
going
to have to
shit.
Really encourage you. What? Got a little pulled off my comment there. I am going to really have to recommend you watch that because it's fantastic. But why are they licking your shit?
I said like my shit.
Oh, like your shit.
Yeah, that's what I do in my spare time.
So we're coming off a little aggressive here.
Like my shit.
Like my shit.
No, like me. Like my.
Please like me.
Please. I have no
I did relate to that pretty deeply right off the bat. I mean, I'd say something I kind of forgot to mention about my week so far. I've been thinking a lot lately about making healthy choices because since I moved recently, my diet has kind of shifted from something relatively healthy to 90% Taco Bell and Pizza Hut, which of unhealthy foods are just shitty quality unhealthy foods. I have no excuses for myself. So lately I've been like setting about kind of making healthier choices for myself. And so far, that has expressed itself in, well, yesterday I had a really light breakfast and then like my favorite hummus plate, which was fantastic, for lunch. And so that was all great. And I got a shit ton of coffee. And then I drank a bottle of wine and then had a little cocktail at the end of the night. So I think probably I consumed more calories of alcohol than food.
That's typically
in my day yesterday.
That's typically what happens.
So we're beginning to operate on the same level.
Yeah, like I had a handful of gummy bears and some scotch for lunch today.
It's about all I've done so far.
Yeah.
Today I went back to my cost-saving, honestly disgusting microwavable meals that I like to eat for lunch at work because everyone else says the same thing. But I didn't manage. It is Stouffer's. And Lean Cuisine are my option, are my choices personally. But I didn't make it out of the grocery store without buying some discount Easter candy.
Oh, fuck balls. I've been eating so many. Okay, so funny story. Easter at my house, awesome. Like, go over to my parents, and my parents are there, and my brothers that are in state are there, and my brother's fiance's there, and her parents are there, and it's awesome. Like, we're just hanging out, and my dad's friend Gary, who's super fucking cool, was there, and we're just...
Oh, it's wonderful when, like, your parents' friend isn't super weird at the family gathering.
Oh, no, Gary's the shit.
That's good. Because 90% of the time, though, it's a drag when you stop talking to them.
No, he's fucking rad. Like, he's into rock and roll. Like, he's...
Rock and roll?
Rock and roll.
Whoa.
It's rock and jumping rolls.
They're rock and rolling on that Molly.
Molly. So it was fun, but everybody left before dessert happened, except for me. And
what is wrong with you people?
I don't
mean the other ones than you.
My brother was exhausted from having a lovely evening the night before, and my other brother and my lovely future sister-in-law, they were tired because they went hiking really early in the day and whatever.
Quote, unquote.
They got too much sun.
So for an illustration of why we dedicated I Am 32 to that future Lindsay. Sister-in-law of yours. Yeah. Oh, we're saying your name, Lindsay.
Lindsay Rubberson. Lizards. You don't even listen to my show, so it's okay.
I was about to say, well, expect a lawsuit.
No,
but never
she
mind.
Doesn't even listen.
She doesn't give a shit.
She doesn't care about me anymore.
Oh, no.
Okay, so everybody leaves before dessert. Nobody even, like, takes any with them. So,
what
like,
was
then,
your dessert?
Well, I made lemon bars. There was some carrot cake, and there was some mini cheesecake bite
okay,
things.
Okay, level with me. Were your lemon bars normal?
They're the ones that I make.
Meaning vegan, gluten-free?
Oh, no, 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 no. They were real.
Oh,
they were
normal.
Real ones.
Woo!
Yeah, they
okay,
were.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I didn't make vegan lemon bars, but I will.
I know you will.
I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm going to leave, and my mom gives me half of what's left of the carrot cake. She gives me half of what's left of the cheesecake, gives me, like, all of the leftovers of the lemon bars. And I'm thinking, and then, plus I had, like, a whole bag of Easter candy for me to take home, and I had already eaten my weight in jelly beans. Like, I've had so many jelly beans this week, but these ones are really good. They're from Trader Joe's, and they're, like, actually kind of healthy for you as far as being a...
I have a tough
they're not healthy
that.
For you because they're candy, but at least they're made with 100% vegetable and fruit juice.
Okay.
So they're really fucking good. Fuck
no,
you, Jelly Bellies.
Delicious.
Trader Joe's is where it's at.
Trader Joe's is it's just like a snack food store.
It really is.
You can't do a real grocery shopping there, but
no.
Oh my God, you will never snack better than when you snack
no.
via Trader Joe's.
Oh no, I love my Trader Joe's snacks. Wasabi almonds
mm-hmm.
for days.
Wasabi, really anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Straight wasabi.
They roll up in the wasabi. Oh, yeah, I just scoop it up.
I eat it like put in.
I'll put it in any orifice. Really. just get it right
I
in.
I put it in my nose. I stick it in my ears.
Mm-hmm. I like it in the tear ducts.
I like it up my butt.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
Snatch, I thought that went without saying.
Well, oh, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, obviously.
Yeah, but so I have all this fucking, like, candy and, like, desserts that I bring home, and my roommate, Natalie, who's missing tonight, Noodles, she gets back from camping, and...
Oh,
They went camping this weekend, yeah. And so she gets back from camping, and she, all of the... dessert is gone as of today. Yesterday I got a message from her. She texted me while I was at work, and she's like, I ate all your lemon bars. And so there was still some carrot cake and cheesecake left. I wasn't going to touch it because I'm just still like mowing down on jelly beans. And today when I got home from work, I looked in the sink, and like the pan that all the other things were in is just sitting in there.
I feel like Natalie and I would have a lot of compatibility as roommates in that sense.
Oh, yeah.
I've had to have some difficult conversations with my roommate, my stepbrother, because we come from very different perspectives. He is of the sort, he grew up, this is my favorite example to go to, he grew up where after Halloween, he would have his big old bag of candy, and he'd set it aside and save it for later, to the extent that all of the candy that he did love eating would go bad before he ever even got around to eating it. And that's it's a little bit of a contrast from my experience growing up, where pretty much all sweet eating was competitive to a certain extent. I had an older sister who was so... She would get very angry that sweets were brought into the house, and so her method of exacting her anger was to eat it all immediately. So if you wanted anything, you were going to get in fast, and you were going to get in first, and you were going to eat as much of that sweet as you could.
Whoa.
And so kind of for Halloween candy, it was a similar thing. It was that I was going to have to find the best hiding spot in my room, because no matter how fast I could eat that candy, I couldn't eat it fast enough. And if I didn't find a good hiding spot, my sisters were going to find it far too quickly and eat it all.
Oh, shitballs.
Yeah. So I can't handle it when there's sweets just sitting around in the house.
Yeah, back in the day when I was doing the Seattle thing, and Natalie was
thing.
Yeah, when I was doing that, yeah, you know, it happened. but there was one time that Natalie had come to visit from Portland because she was living there
right.
at the time.
They're basically the same city.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, Portland's the cleaner little sister of Seattle.
Meh.
Yeah. Oh, zing!
There was just a sick burn.
My brother is so funny.
From Engineer Steve.
Yeah, Engineer Steve burned me. He's not my brother. We're not related.
Nope.
I have no family.
I love no one.
I hate everybody, especially bunnies.
It's true.
I'm so angry all the time. But yeah, like I had made a bunch of like white chocolate macadamia nut cookies. I don't know why I bake when I don't eat any of it. I think
That's
it's more of like
question.
A social thing. Like I like to share it with people, but I'm not like into the sweets as much. But yeah, like she had like woken up in the middle of the night, ate like 5 cookies, went back to sleep, had cookies for breakfast. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
no,
that's
I love
about
her,
what I'll be like.
The funny thing is though, with like Natalie, like she could eat like a whole plate of cake and I don't see any weight added.
People, you just hit your, like, homeostasis. I don't know. I...
Well, like you, yeah, you're like a little twig boy.
Oh. Thanks, kettle.
I know.
Or pot, I guess. Fits the saying better. But, yeah, I mean, in terms of, I mean, I feel the difference, but, you know, any given days where I'm eating, like...
It's gonna catch up to us when we're 32.
Like... English muffins and peanut butter for breakfast and like a hummus plate for lunch versus like McDonald's for breakfast and
yeah.
Panda Express for lunch and Taco Bell for dinner. Yeah, it's all just that I feel shitty.
Yeah.
Not that I
No.
Well, I don't look great anyway, but
oh, come on, handsome. Oh, come on, handsome.
Wasn't fishing, I'm not allowing this to happen.
Okay, so another interesting since we are talking about food.
Another
and
interesting
you were talking
sure
about was. Possibly eating healthier choices.
Yes.
What do you think about trying some guinea pig?
I feel okay about it if that means I get to travel to South America.
Well, see, this is the thing, is that a lot of... It is very popular in South America.
Peru,
and,
specifically.
Yeah, and a lot of South American restaurants in the United States now are starting to put it on their menu.
Oh.
And it's actually becoming quite popular. But there's also activists.
It's just there's not a lot of meat on those bones.
Here's the interesting thing, though. Like, other than, like, oh, I'm going to add this to, like, bizarre foods that I've eat list. There's actually activists out there that are trying to get more people to eat guinea pigs.
Oh, that was not the way I thought we were going.
No, okay, so they're actually trying to get more people to eat guinea pigs because it's a way to reduce your carbon footprint.
Oh, that's I'm totally behind a similar initiative, which is kangaroo burgers.
Really?
Yeah, I learned this from Freakonomics and Super Freakonomics. It's a blog, book, and podcast you would do well to investigate. But, yeah, in Super Freakonomics, they talked about how... the world in general would be a lot better off because, like, methane is this super potent greenhouse gas, and
yeah.
It's a little bit, it's honestly more problematic than carbon dioxide, according to what I remember from what I listened to an audiobook from a 16-hour drive, but,
Jackson Hole, Wyoming,
from Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and, but yeah, that kangaroo kind of offers a similar, like, meat that you can make your burgers from, and they do not expel methane. And so we could start having kangaroo farms and slaughtering so many kangaroos.
I don't know if I'm okay with slaughtering marsupials.
I'm super okay with it.
I don't slaughter a lot of things in general. Just babies.
You slaughter that deer.
And those dogs.
Oh, all those dogs.
All those dogs that I needed to make.
You slaughtered those dogs.
Dogs, not. Anyway, so according to this NPR article that I found, let's see, where did it go? So to render a pound of meat from a cow, you need 8 pounds of feed, but to get a pound of meat from a guinea pig, they need half that. So
that's kind of shocking.
Yeah, and then there's, so people are like the... It's Heifer International is actually trying to help supply people with their own start-at-home guinea pig farms. And they'll give them like one male and seven females.
Oh my God,
in a few months, you'll have like double that.
Oh, no.
And then like in homes where there's two males and 20 females, they can sustain a family providing its own self with like meat. A family of six can
that's phenomenal and makes so much sense and is cool and interesting, but oh my God, I cannot quite wrap my mind around.
Okay, but look at that. That's them all.
Guinea pigs for fun and profit.
Dude, it's crazy. It's crazy. People are trying to promote eating more guinea pigs so we can reduce our carbon footprint. That's a way to be green. I don't know what the health, I don't know what the nutrition value of guinea pig meat is, though.
Whatever, probably fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's animal proteins.
I'm gonna make some grilled guinea pig with a
that's kind of
cilantro lime sauce. Serve it over a bed of rice.
Sounds great. I know.
You want it with some asparagus on the side?
Nope.
No, you don't like asparagus?
Well, I'm really into sniffing my pee. So I'm particular.
You just want it to smell like coffee all the time.
Yeah.
Because mine does.
And a good amber brown color.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, so I've got that. Guinea pigs, they want you to eat them.
That's so, I mean, that was my main thing, is that it was just like, it seemed like a really inefficient meat source. You just barely get anything off those squirrely little squeakers, like.
Yeah.
But apparently, yeah, what? You said 14 females?
Oh, well, it's
or 20 females or something like that?
Well, if you have 20 females and only two males.
Right, that's all you need.
You can have enough meat to sustain a family of six.
I wonder how many generations that would go before they start getting some, like, inbreeding problems.
Oh, dude. I think our cattle's inbred.
That's probably true. We don't demand much from them.
Mm.
They can be dumb as shit.
If you're just eating it.
Honestly, I would prefer that my meat source is dumb as shit. I, you know.
You don't want to eat something with a higher intelligence.
I don't want it looking at me with those eyes that understand.
But you see, cows, they have those big, beautiful brown eyes.
That only point in, like, one direction on either side. Whatever.
Well, it's because they're herbivores, damn it.
Exactly. I can project my emotions onto them, but it's not like looking into the... It's not like looking at a dog. And a dog smiles at you.
That
stupid smiley face. You racist!
I'm kidding. Oh, that was really mean, actually. I don't really mean that, but I really don't.
I know.
Well, actually, I brought this up to at work. I was talking about it. And my coworker, who is awesome, he's got really funny things to say. And he was saying how, like... In the United States, we tend to have issues with certain meats that we do eat, like what we are willing to eat versus what we're not willing to eat.
There's some kind of arbitrary guidelines
there. And that's kind of, he was like, oh, I don't know, like if I could eat a guinea pig. And he continued with it as far as like, because we like develop certain relationships with animals. Like the only interaction he's ever had with a guinea pig is, you know,
as a pet. Yeah.
And he's never seen a guinea pig in its natural habitat. And he doesn't know what like it does
is the guinea pig natural habitat?
Right. I know. I should YouTube that.
Release you back in the wild where the parakeets belong.
Yeah. But, so he was talking about how, like, yeah, in, like, other countries, like, they don't have a problem eating other rodents and backwoods stuff, too. Like, they don't think about it.
That's kind of where
I
was like, well, I've had rabbit, and that was great, even though I've cuddled around with your rabbit. So, you know, guinea pig wouldn't be too big of a problem.
Yeah, and he was even saying how and that's where actually the awful stereotype comment that I made came from. But he was saying how, you know, like there's other countries where they don't bat an eye about, you know, it's like they're hungry and they had a dog one day but they're broke so they don't have a dog the next day.
No,
because,
I mean, to be real,
you know,
there was in my last anthro class that I had, we, like, instead of having an actual lab, we just watched a movie and answered questions about it like we were in the ninth grade. And
freshman year
was Chem Phys with D-Flow. We had
Tamika Bethia.
Tamika Bethia was infinitely better than D-Flow.
Yeah, I love Tamika.
Big shout out to Tamika Bethia.
Bebe.
But so we had this documentary that we watched, and it was all about the bonobo. and super interesting. Bonobos are, like, they're matriarchal, which is interesting because chimps are patriarchal and very closely related, and they're super violent and awful and terrible to each other, but bonobos are really sweet and loving, and they just have sex all the goddamn time.
Hell yeah, I think, like, you might be part bonobo. I'm kidding, guys. I'm a virgin.
I straight up... on the page that I turned in, which this class has been a lot of times that I've turned in pages that I wrote some things I wouldn't have written on there knowing it was going to be turned in, but there is on that page that I turned in for my lab the phrase, they take it to the bone zone on the regular.
I like it.
And
bone zone.
They bone zone it. I could have been more efficient. It is a verb in its own right. They bone zone it. They bone zone on the regular. But the bonobos, like a bunch of them, live in the very war-torn parts of Africa, and that basically in those areas when war is afoot and destroying all way of life and vitality for everyone who is living there in a terrible and tragic way, which really put a damper on all the snoopy little stupid jokes I had written to that point, that... there's no distinguishing. There's bush meat. There's meat that you get from the jungle, and it's called bush meat, and there's no distinguishing what animal it came from. Nobody cares. They care that it's meat.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, when it becomes, you know, when you don't have the luxury of choice, which, you know, a lot of the finicky diets are really just like a symptom of elitism in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, it's only when you don't have to worry about the food in your belly that you can be real choosy about it.
Yeah, that's actually, no, you make a really good point, because it's true. Like, in other places, you're lucky to have food on your table.
Yeah.
Or you might not even have a table. You're just lucky to have food.
It's true.
And I mean, even, I mean...
have food on the mat on your floor.
Well, you're just lucky to have food in your belly. That's what I should say. Well, because even here, there's, like, a huge problem with, like, hunger, even in our own country.
Yeah. Sorry.
And moving along.
It's a good point. I can't.
But it's like, I mean, it's more extreme. Else.
Yeah, more ubiquitous. We can't forget the problem at home, but yeah.
Yum. So hey, want to hear about a funny thing?
Nope.
No? Okay.
Let's talk more about hunger.
I'm so hungry.
No, I didn't want to eat the carrot cake at my house, and I'm so hungry.
I know. I'm like, I don't want this thing full of sugar. I'm just going to fill up on beer. Oh, God, I'm such a bitch.
Ooh. I don't want to buy my food. I'm just going to enjoy the free food offered by the art show at my room. Yeah. We're of the people.
We the people.
But I'm sorry. I do want to hear this.
Okay, so, Snoop Dogg, my man.
I am, excuse me?
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Lion.
Okay, but yeah, formerly known as Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Okay, I know it's Snoop Lion. Now he got some reggae going on. So
sort of, honestly.
Okay, no. So formerly known as Snoop Dogg is
the
actually
artist.
Featuring somebody formerly known as Hannah Montana on
our
this
favorite little pixie lesbian
on this current track. And I think you know, there was a little bit of...
I tried to keep the secret from me, but it doesn't matter. I heard it.
Oh, fuck. Damn you for what? For looking at the same music blogs I look at. Stereo Gum, you're awesome.
It probably is just Stereo Gum. Oh, how unique of us.
But anyway, I just thought it was funny because... Miley Cyrus has had a birthday party a couple years ago or something. I don't know. She once had a birthday party.
What?
And, who does that?
That's weird.
Who does that?
What a unique celebrity foible.
I know. Wow.
But I'm sorry. Yeah. Tell me about this.
So I guess there was like some contradictory some controversy, and people were like freaking out. They weren't cutting themselves over it, but they were like, oh my God, Miley Cyrus is like stoned.
Fans.
She's stoned and she likes pot and she's embracing pot. Well, for anybody who was trying to deny her marijuana consumption, it's official. She did a track with Snoop Lion
he was the biggest pothead before he even went reggae.
Whoa.
Well, not the biggest.
Are you ready to stake out this highly controversial position?
I'm not saying he's the biggest.
I mean, you're kind of putting yourself at risk of, like, getting sued for libel here. Snoop, formerly Dogs, and Weeb?
I think he has a history with it.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Am I wrong? But is that a blunt I'm seeing?
It looks like the arm of a clock. I don't. I can't see what's happening.
Does that help? God damn you, technology. I'm not very good with the internet.
Bring it down. Make sure it's at a really acute angle to me. That's the.
Does that help? Okay, it looks like a fucking blunt in that ashtray on Ashtrays and Heartbreaks.
I'm willing to hear you out. I'm willing to hear you out on this.
I don't know. Whatever.
Ashtrays and Heartbreaks. That's a great title.
Yeah. Well, whatever. So for anybody who was trying to deny the fact that Miley Cyrus likes to get stoned, she does.
Of course she does. She's awesome.
Accept it.
And anyone who is not in agreement, you are wrong. Miley Cyrus is awesome.
I guess she's alright.
You shush! All the rest are terrible. Miley Cyrus is the only one who's not terrible. Of your teen. Have you seen Amanda Bynes lately?
She's a mess.
It's awful.
I need to start following her on Twitter.
She's so strange. It's erratic.
Did you hear about Lindsay Lohan?
Have I? What? I cannot hear enough about Lindsay Lohan. It's my favorite train wreck of all of the train wrecks. But which one? Which one thing?
The Adderall.
Which thing about the Adderall?
Well, okay, so
was that her prescription that she wouldn't go into rehab not being able to take? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
She does want to, to go to rehab so she can go to Coachella first, which we know is an exercise in sobriety, Coachella. And then I had heard that there were certain medications that she's like, oh, yeah, I'll go to rehab. Wait, what? I can't take these prescription medications in rehab?
Yeah, she was like, I need my Adderall.
Poor Lindsay Lohan. It's real tough.
I do feel bad for her. Like, her life is a fucking wreck.
It is, but only in the most, like, I felt bad for a while, but now it's like, how can you keep just being the biggest fuck up at every turn in every situation?
You're right. Because there's other people whose lives are complete wrecks.
So now I've really just leaned into enjoying it.
Yeah, you're right. We should just embrace the Lilo disaster.
Did you see the portrait today of trash made out of trash?
No.
It was a Lindsay Lohan portrait made out of trash.
Oh, I want it.
It's wonderful.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm sure it's selling for like $1 million, though.
Yeah.
We could. Theoretically.
I guess.
Connect
Nobody's
this up.
Liking me on Facebook. Though.
You guys like it on Facebook.
Lick my shit.
Lick our shit.
Okay, so there's t-shirts now in the
world.
Copy pen pals.
Print it.
Lick my shit already.
Yeah.
TM.
Just a little.
It's lick my shit, TM, Underground Railroad.
Just lick it. Just a little bit. I know you like it. Just try it.
I know you like it. Now lick it.
just try it. Funny thing about butts.
There's no funny things about butts.
I knew about one of my friends who has done this, but I learned a second friend has done this as well. Soaking,
are you going to talk about putting alcohol in your butt?
In your butt.
That's a bad idea.
Okay, see, and this is a new trend that's happening. Well, it's not new. Like, the new thing is that people are putting vodka in their eyeballs. What the fuck, kids? You are dumb. Don't do that.
That sounds painful, but I'm not
They want to get drunk.
Okay, here's the thing. You can actually get drunk faster by doing like an alcohol enema or soaking a tampon and sticking it up your butt. That's
butt chugging. It's called butt chugging.
Butt chugging.
That's what it's called.
That will actually get you drunk. But putting alcohol in your eyeball, that's not going to do anything.
Really?
No.
Huh.
Put acid in your eyeballs. Don't put anything in your eyeballs. Don't put anything in your eyeballs. Just put contacts in your eyeballs.
I mean,
some Visine.
Just to bring it down and be the RA in this situation.
Oh, this is in a dorm room. Get out of my sorority.
The main problem with this business is you really, really want your liver to filter your alcohol. Anyone out there in the listening world, you want your liver to filter your alcohol.
True that.
Do not put the alcohol into your blood without being filtered through your liver.
Oh, fuck. Remember our friend who shot up Jack Daniels?
What?
No, I do not. Okay.
I'm not sure you shared this story with me.
There's somebody we both know. And they once...
Male or female?
Male.
Male. GS?
Oh, no, okay. No, never, never, no, totally not, totally not. But yeah, they, they had once shot up in their arm Jack Daniels, and they said that immediately they could taste it in their tongue.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a weird thing.
I'm willing to try most things once, but I don't think I'm going to play with that one.
Just because why?
Yeah. Like, I'll just, if I want, I
really enjoy
it.
Bringing it in through the mouth.
Yeah.
I don't, well, I'm not searching for alternatives.
This is actually something that Natalie and I had joked about before. We had thought, we were like, well, yeah, like, let's soak some fucking tampons and stick them up our vaginas and see how drunk we get. But we never did it.
Because you'll die.
I'll get toxic shock. Alcoholism.
Oh my god, I remember the first time I was sitting in a bathroom and reading a tampon box and found out about toxic shock syndrome. That was shocking to me. Not like to be punny, but like, that really threw me for a loop. I was not prepared for that possibility.
Yeah, apparently it happens. My parents had a friend who was a super hypochondriac, and they used to joke he was such a hypochondriac that he thought he had toxic shock syndrome.
And he got hysterical pregnancy.
Oh, yeah.
He got his
man period. His man male PMS. Yeah. Oh, man. Drugs are bad, kids. Stay away from them.
I feel like we diverged from...
We were talking about something.
Yeah, there was something.
Oh,
55 minutes right now.
Dude, I'm so proud. No breaks.
It was the Snoop line.
Snoop line.
Let's get back to the topic at hand and listen to us some Snoop Nyan.
Snoop Cyrus. Derailed. We already made that joke.
I'm the penny on those tracks.
Yeah, you are. Oh, speaking of tracks, I saw a really awesome BBC documentary
about
nomads. About nomads. I know enough of heroin addicts. I don't need to watch a documentary about them. Shit, I know how that goes. No, but it's a really good, and I know enough traveling kids do, so whatever. But it was a really cool BBC documentary about nomads in America,
Okay. Specifically
centered around the Southwest, which was really cool.
Yes.
But we're going to listen to Snoop Lion featuring Miley Cyrus, a.k.a. Hannah Montana. We don't really have to listen to it.
We do.
Okay, we're listening.
So I just want to tell you, Miley, I'm here for you. My heart goes out to you. Liam's a jerk. I don't blame January Jones. We're all here for you, Miley.
Yeah. Yeah, we're here for you. Hey, Lisa. Oh, hey, it's Liam. Never so mind. What goes up must come down. Now my buzz is gone and I need to reaffirm reality. Can't let them see me reconnect. She kind of sounds like Gwen Stefani right there.
Yeah, she doesn't sound super Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Huh.
That's what I felt when I was listening to it.
And I don't know
I don't feel like it's as strongly reggae as I expected it to be.
Oh, no. I heard another Snoop Lion track that was actually pretty fucking good. It was on KWSS. If anybody lives in the Phoenix area, check out 93.9 KWSS local radio.
Big shout out.
I like that I'm talking over the song.
That's fine.
Yeah, we don't really need it. Oh, yeah. They're
getting the vibe of it.
Yeah, they got it. You can check it out. Miley Cyrus and Snoop Lion are BFFs now, guys. They paint each other's toenails. They tell each other their secrets and dreams.
All their deepest secrets.
Yeah. Ah, cha-cha-cha.
Who do you have a crush on?
Oh, my God. No. There was other stuff to talk about in the world.
I felt like you were going to talk to me about some see-through yoga pants.
Oh, yeah. So Lululemon, I don't know if you've heard of this company.
Oh,
they're like,
yeah.
They had to recall, like, one of their best-selling yoga pants.
Was it? I thought it was just, like, in some new debut product.
Maybe it was a new debut.
I mean,
I don't know. Whatever. Any hoozles. Like, so you think about it. Okay, like, shoes. Like, sneakers. They make them. And then they, like, throw them into these crazy machines. And they do all sorts of tests on them. I mean, they do that with cars, too. I mean, who remembers the crash dummies? You know?
Oh, the crash dummies? Like, whoa, 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 whoa. Is that...
Like,
is that what you're talking
about? No. But, like, there was this thing. Like, they actually, like, I think they had, like, a cartoon show for a minute or something. Like, they had dolls and stuff. They were, the crash test dummies were, like.
I'll chime in real quick. Yeah, they used to have a whole, like, range of dolls and action figures, and they had, like, one short that was, like a computer generator. It was the late 90s, and then they also had, it was Vince. And I think Vern, but I could be wrong on that one, but he was like the original ones, and then they had like Spin and Slick or something like that with like the next generation.
Yeah.
But,
this is a terrible idea.
No, so there was a crash dummy thing. And it's bringing me back to my point.
Good. I'm not going to help you out.
No, thank you. But so they test things is the point that I'm making.
Right, yes.
Like, so here there's this line of yoga pants that go out.
It's kind of questionable that they would hit the market with this quote unquote defect.
Well, so this defect being they're sheer and transparent once people start bending over. So like here in the middle of fucking
yoga
class.
It's like they
almost
make yoga pants sexual for people.
Well, we have a friend who he actually thanks the Lord for yoga pants when he's walking around the ASU campus.
Yeah, I don't think that's an incredibly unique reaction.
I don't either. But so here's
is it due to run Lululemon?
Yeah, that's something we should look into. Lululemon,
I mean,
what you got going on?
Is it people who are into chicks? I should.
Yeah, you could put it that way. Like people who are in enjoying the loveliness that ladies are.
They're cool. Lululemon. Well, not for yoga, not curves.
There's curvy people in yoga.
Meh.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take the report. I don't do yoga.
But about us, what's new? Okay, so yeah, basically it's like it was like they looked fine and you couldn't tell that they were sheer or see-through
until
people start bending over. So you go from like a nice relaxing tree pose and then you're gonna like go into like vinyasana and like downward dog and downward dog, namaste, I just saw your goodies.
Which is, I mean, to be fair, like, how likely was it that was ever going to happen?
What do you mean?
Why would they even think to worry about that?
To worry about people's
bending over in yoga?
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. I was like, what?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you are demanding a little much, Erin.
I guess. I should not bend over ever again.
It's true.
That's basically what you're saying.
I've been saying that for years.
Thanks, Skylar. Thanks. Because I have heard otherwise from other people in
my
life.
You never stop hearing it.
People are like, pop it like it's hot, girl. Pop that trunk.
You got that bootylicious.
Oh, yeah, my butt's so big. Girl, I think my butt's getting big. It's getting hot in here. No.
It's a good thing you're not white at all.
Guys.
It's getting hot in here.
No, there's a really great acoustic. Whatever. I got some mad flows, yo. You don't mess with this shit.
That's all we ever do.
Yeah. All right.
You think our time is up?
I mean, we could go for days.
We could go for days. It's pretty much our entire relationship.
This is the longest show we've had on the Underground Railroad.
Fuzzy. I did not, for the record, mean that as a Big Bang Theory reference.
You totally did.
No. No, and never on principle.
Okay. Well,
I've never seen it in judge. I do like to judge, though.
I wouldn't mind a moment of socially awkward silence. And we're back from our socially awkward silence. I had to re-energize my crystals.
It's true.
We did some Reiki.
Point them towards the north. That's a filthy lie. I never did Reiki.
You never Reiki'd me?
I will not.
Ever.
Propagate.
No. Okay.
These fallacies.
No, we had to tinkle.
You were energy.
And by we, I had to.
No, I did that.
Oh, okay.
I'm willing to cop to peeing.
Oh, but not Reiki.
Not Reiki.
Okay, we did not Reiki. But I want to say a huge thank you to all of you for tuning in.
Thank you guys so much.
Badass, thank you. And I also want to thank my dear little sweet biscuit, Skylar Cameron St. John.
It's a little bit infantilizing, but I am honored to have been here. Thank you for asking me to come.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been a treat. I've very much enjoyed this. I mean, it's not exactly a stretch for me to enjoy talking to you for an hour.
No,
but
yeah, we do it all the time.
Literally.
Like every week, every day, all the time.
Every day.
Every waking hour. Every breath you take. Every move you
make.
I'll be talking with you. Oh, and also thank you, Jenny Lewis, for being our awesome intro music today, because I love you, Jenny Lewis, and I love Rilo Kiley.
And I highly recommend any Rilo Kiley fans out there, download Archives. I just did that today. It's
so
fantastic.
Good.
Oh, it hurts. Good. It hurts you in your soul, because there will never be anything else.
My heart.
But it's
so are we breaking up? Are we breaking up? Okay.
Is there trouble between you and me?
You guys can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me at my house.
I'm not going to recommend you find me in my place of living. But
I'm not
going to
give you the address, but you can find me there.
I will happily direct you to either Twitter or Facebook.com/SkylarCSJ.
And it's facebook.com/pages/underground-railroad.
She's also Flora Junkie on any media you might want to find her on.
Yeah, Flora Junkie. Yeah, you can find me on the Instagram cracker. And make me think that you're a friend of mine from another state. You actually are somebody I met at a party in state. Yes.
If you want to play at a con on Aaron.
Hey, April Fools. It doesn't have to just be the first of the month. Play pranks on me all the time. I like them. But thanks again for tuning in. Thank you for being here.
We hope to see you next week.
We will see you.
Well, probably.
We best hear you. I don't know.
If you know what's good for you.
Yeah.
This has been another Four Eyed Radio Network production.
Kyle here. If you're like me, then you want all your shows in one spot, or a lot of shows in the same place, or better yet, some really great podcasts all on one network. Visit FourEyedRadio.com for all the best shows featured on Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Mixcloud, and more. Four Eyed Radio Network, the Fern.